moving into more advanced AI workflows. In R/prompt engineering, the conversation focused heavily on agent architecture. One major highlight was Google, GitHub, and NVIDIA releasing the Agentic Resource Discovery Specification, which aims to dismantle walled gardens by letting agents find and execute tools across the open web. Another practical tip shared concerns maximizing session continuity for complex tasks with models like Claude. Users suggested that instead of manually pasting massive amounts of context, the best technique is generating a short, fresh summary at the end of each session. Freshness beats completeness every time. We also saw an interesting discussion on prompting itself. Experts advised against using standard self-check prompts, suggesting a more robust method where you hand the grader prompt only the problem and the claim, effectively turning a self-check into an independent reproduction to catch errors. On a related note, one user brought up auditory prompt injections, the idea of hiding instructions inside background noise that AI note-takers might pick up. Switching gears to model development in R/QnAI and R/MistralAI, the QN community had several discussions about the performance and cost efficiency of the latest models. While one user showcased using the QN3.7 Max for deep technical auditing, others pointed out that pricing comparisons with DeepSeek or GLM might offer a better quality-to-cost trade-off. Another popular thread showed how impressive it is to run highly capable smaller models like QN3.5 in static site formats, allowing the tech to function as a no-cost FAQ chatbot. The hype train is definitely running on Mistral AI. The main draw here was a very fun and viral topic, LeChatinFat. This AI seems to have captured immense community attention, generating memes and sparking discussions about its advanced capabilities in agentic tasks, even leading to humorous comparisons with historical figures and scientific breakthroughs. But beyond the fun stuff, there's still intense chatter about model accessibility. Notably, the anticipation for more open source releases of models like QN3.7 continues, demonstrating a constant drive toward local, customizable deployments. Finally, diving into R/marketing automation. The focus here was purely on maximizing efficiency and mitigating AI shortcomings in professional use cases. A striking post detailed running AI image generation for product campaigns, revealing that despite generating nearly 200 images, the initial usability rate was low. The key takeaway: significant improvement came from treating AI like a junior designer, providing explicit, pinpointed feedback, rather than just regenerating endlessly. Another user discussed using Prospio for outbound sales operations, highlighting its appeal for small teams looking to improve data accuracy beyond manual linked in scraping.